You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 175, part 3, Tips to Stop Yelling. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode. We are still talking about not yelling. I hope that these have been helpful for you and that you are able to implement some of them. So I'm really excited to be sharing these. I've noticed they've been really well received, and seems like people really are loving this, and I hope it is helping your homeschool, because just like if your kid were going to school every day and the teacher was yelling at them every day, the kid would not like this teacher, wouldn't be excited to do school. So kind of the same thing with your own homeschool of probably nobody wants to be yelled at. I'm sure maybe somebody out there, but as far as I know, nobody really likes to be yelled at. So I hope that this, as you continue working on this, that this will help your own school to run a little bit more smoothly. Just one more plug, not one more, I'll probably do a lot of plugs, that we have No Yelling boot camp coming up. So I changed the date of the kickoff. I just like to keep things consistent. So I like keeping things at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So it's not always like, oh, when is next thing this day or whatnot. So anyways, it'll be on Wednesday, the 28th at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. But it will be recorded and uploaded for anybody who's not able to make it live. So it'll be into the No Yelling Boot Camp. So you could watch that later as well. But I was just going over my outline for my videos and I am excited. So if you are really wanting help to end your yelling for good, come and check out this boot camp. All right, let's dive into tip number 3. So tip number 3 today, friends, this is something I coach so much on. And this is one of the things that I have loved learning about, even for myself, with coaching. So tip number 3 is feel the feelings without reacting to them. So we live very, very comfortably, right? Maybe you might say, oh, my house isn't very fancy, or I drive a big 15-passenger white van. I have a hole in the wall for my kids, or whatever it is. No, you have most likely have running water, electricity, a cell phone, food to eat, a roof over your head. We live very, very comfortably, right? We have blankets, we have air conditioning, we have heaters, dishwashers, things that can just be delivered to us. I always think, like, where was Amazon when I was first having babies? And just being able to have things delivered and not have to pack up when I had those 5 little tiny kids that were born so close, to be able just to take them all. I mean, so I wouldn't have to, and just have things delivered. Like, we have gotten very comfortable, right? And so it's amazing. And I love my dishwasher and my furnace and all those things and my many conveniences. But because we do live very comfortably, we're kind of getting bad at feeling uncomfortable, right? I don't know about you, but I can sit in my office sometimes and I'm like, oh, I'm a little chilly. So on my cell phone, I can adjust my thermostat to a more comfortable temperature, right? In my car, I have seat warmers and I can adjust it. My husband's car, we can actually, from our phone, get it ready for us before we even go out into it. So we can go directly from the house into the garage into a car that is the perfect temperature for us. And so we are not getting very good at being uncomfortable. But guess what? Feelings can be amazing and they can also be uncomfortable, right? Because life is 50-50. I used to argue with this quite a bit when I heard this. Like, life doesn't have to be 50% negative and 50% positive. But as I study more and the more I get into coaching, I realize it really is 50-50, right? I should have thought of an example, but I mean, even thinking of my day, 50-50, like there's awesome things. We went to CrossFit and it was really fun. So that would be a positive. but my Georgie tried to do a box jump and rammed his shin into a box. I don't want to feel happy about that. I don't want to laugh. I don't want to feel joy about that. I want to feel sad for him. He was crying really hard and he's getting a big bruise on his leg right now, right? I want to feel sad for him. And so it doesn't mean that I have to sit in the sadness and sit in this depression, but because I'm a human, I want to have the full human experience where I have awesome emotions and where I'm also willing to feel those uncomfortable emotions. Because this is what happens when we are not willing to feel the uncomfortable emotions. So what happens is we start to compound the discomfort. So let's say you are feeling frustrated. You came home, your kids, you'd asked them to do their chores and they didn't, and you feel frustrated. And that frustration is a lower vibration in your body and it causes a discomfort and we don't like it. So you feel frustrated, but you don't want to feel frustrated. You want to get out of frustration quick. So maybe you turn to yelling. And what does yelling do a lot of times? You feel powerful. You feel in control and you feel strong. It's just like a type of buffering, just like somebody might turn to food or to their phone or to TV or something like that, right? They want that quick fix to feel good right then. And yelling often gives that very powerful feeling like I'm in control. I am powerful. Right? Because a lot of times with that frustration, there is an I'm powerless. So you feel uncomfortable with this frustration. You see these socks and your chores not done. You then step into this powerful yelling. But what happens after you yell? Then you feel guilty, right? And usually when you feel guilty, you let your kids get away with some things and you maybe don't parent the way you should. So they don't really ever learn the appropriate behavior and they keep that behavior going. So then you get frustrated again and you yell at them again and you keep compounding that discomfort. Now you can also compound the comfort. If you walk in and you see the mess on the floor, like, oh, they didn't listen to me, and feel frustrated and just feel frustrated, you actually then can move into peace. Like, it's okay to feel frustrated and almost move into acceptance. And you don't have to react to it. You can just feel the frustration. You can feel the anger. You can feel the rage. You can feel the irritation and just stop there and feel it. And as you take the time to feel it, you can then move through it and move into peace, move into love, move into understanding, move into compassion, move into something else. You don't have to sit in there with this frustration and then just compound this discomfort because, okay, I'm not going to yell at my kids. Now I'm just going to turn to candy and chocolate. And now I feel guilty because I'm gaining weight and I feel gross all the time. And it's just compounding that that discomfort. When you can start compounding the comfort, right? But you have to be willing to feel the uncomfortable feelings. Now, what's so interesting with a lot of the teens I coach, we actually go through this process and we sit and we feel our feelings. And it was so cute with one teen I was working with. I don't remember what the feeling was, but like she was pretty mad about something. So we were just feeling the anger that she had with the situation she had. So we just sat and felt anger. And where did she feel it in her body? And could she describe it and all those things? But it was interesting because then I said, where do you feel joy? Because that was the emotion she wants to feel. She's like, I don't even know what that feels like. So we just started getting really in tuned with their bodies. I love this. I do it with teens all the time. So I have a little acronym I came up with to help you to be able to feel and process your feelings. And just like any skill you learn, it takes some practice. And the more you do it, the better you get. And the more comfortable you can be with being uncomfortable. So the acronym is breath. So I remember when I get frustrated to stop and take a breath. So the B is taking 3 big, deep breaths. As you do that, it helps yourself get out of that fight or flight part of your brain and get to the part of your brain that can think properly, right? Because when you start acting irrational, you want to yell and get mad and you know that's not who you are in fight or flight, right? So yelling is definitely coming from fight. Like, oh my goodness, why would you keep doing this, right? So when you can slow down your breathing and get into that other part of your brain, you can then start seeing things much more clearly. So you take 3 big, deep breaths in through the nose And out through the nose. And start slowing your breathing down. The R is relax, right? Because when you're feeling frustrated or angry, what do? You tense up, right? A lot of my clients have told me they feel it in their hands, like they feel this rage in their hands. So they tense. Maybe you tense your shoulders, your jaw, your whole face, your neck, whatever it is, you are tense because you are ready to fight or flight, right? So the R is relax. So as you are doing that breathing, slowing things down and allowing your body to relax. Then we have the E, which is emotion. And you're just going to name the emotion. Now, if you don't know what it is yet, that's okay. But maybe just guess. Like, I am feeling, remember, we don't say I am the feeling, but I am feeling frustrated. I am feeling upset. I am feeling ignored. I am feeling what? Just pick one, right? We're just going to pick one so we can get very clear on what this feeling is, because chances are you probably feel this feeling often and you're just afraid to feel it. So we're going to get good at naming it so that we can feel it, right? So let's say yours is, I feel irritated. So then you would go to A and articulate. Where do you feel it and what does it feel like? Now, this is so interesting because if you get hurt, like physically hurt, you cut your finger or something, that cut then sends the nerves and whatnot, the whole process goes to your brain and says, hey, we're hurt, protect this area, send things down, we got to fix this. But a feeling actually starts in our brain and then we have the sensation in our body of the feeling, right? So it starts in the brain and then moves to a part of our body. So we just want to get very familiar. Where do we feel it? So if you articulate, I feel irritation in my stomach. It feels like butterflies. It feels like rapid movement. It feels like what? Does it move fast? Does it move slow? Does it have a color? Does it move? Is it in parts of your body, right? Sometimes people say, well, it's in my head and it kind of pulses and goes down my neck and then just kind of crunches up in my shoulder, right? It feels like a pressure on my heart. A client that I talked to the other day was feeling very lonely. And they felt like their heart was just being stretched. Like, I don't even know how to describe this, but it feels like my heart is being pulled apart. They were missing somebody, right? And so that heart just felt that pain. So we just sat there and describe, where do you feel it and what does it feel like? As you do this, you start to get very familiar when that sensation happens again, like, oh, this is just irritation, right? So when you can name it, you've described what it feels like, where you feel it, all the things. You then go to T, which is time. And you are going to just sit with this feeling. You're not going to try to push it away. You're not going to say, I shouldn't feel this, but just sit and feel it. I'm feeling irritated. I'm just feeling irritation right now. Nothing has gone wrong. And you just sit and breathe. There's nothing wrong to feel this irritation. There's nothing wrong with feeling whatever emotion you are feeling. And take the time and just breathe deeply in through the nose, out through the nose as you feel this feeling. There is an amazing psychologist that I can never find her name, and I'm so sorry, but she has a book where she talks about that our body wants to always come back to homeostasis. So if we will be willing to feel the feeling, a lot of times within 90 seconds, we can come back to the homeostasis of the more comfortable feeling. Now, it doesn't mean that that feeling won't ever come back. It may be like a contraction, or you get a little bit of a break, and then it may come back in again. But you'll know how to do it. Like, I can just breathe through it again, right? And as you breathe through it again, you can then come back to that homeostasis. And then as a wave, it just kind of fades away until you stay at homeostasis. So that T is time. Just sit with it. Just take the time to sit with the emotion and just feel it. Then H is hero. Because once you can just step in and feel the feeling, you get to be the hero in your story, right? So you come home, you see the chores aren't done, you feel irritated, you're about to snap at all the kids and it's stop, take a breath. Okay, before I freak out at my kids right now, I'm gonna take a breath. Okay, three big deep breaths. Oh, I got this. I'm just gonna feel my feelings, right? I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna breathe deeply three times. Okay. I'm going to name the emotion. I'm just feeling irritation. This is what irritation feels like in my body. Oh, there it is. Yep. It's in my jaw. My jaw is so clenched tight right now. And it is red because I just want to spew and just get all this red out of me. And just, it's angry and it's busy, right? And what, just describe it. And I'm going to just sit and feel it. All right. This is irritation. I'm the hero now because now I can decide how I actually want to show up with my kids. Like, I can feel irritated and I can almost shelf it and think, okay, how do I want to show up? I actually don't know yet. So maybe I'm just going to not say anything. Maybe then eventually I get to the place where I want to come to understanding, get curious. Hey, how come we didn't get our chores done? Oh man, mom, we forgot. We started and then we started playing this really fun game. It's like, oh, that's awesome. I love that you guys were getting along and having a good time. Now we can go do our chores, right? You get to then show up how you want to show up and you get to be this hero in your story. And so as you go back and thinking of your life with your children and growing up with them, it's like, no, my mom just yelled at us all the time. But instead you're the hero in the story. You're not the villain. You're the hero. You're the hero that walked in, wanted to get mad and didn't. That's heroic. That is amazing. So really taking time to teach yourself to stop and take a breath. I have a bracelet made, a couple of them actually, that just says breath on it. Right in the beginning when I was really learning to not yell and to get through that, I would look at that bracelet and just take a breath like, okay, I don't want to react to this, right? It was something physically to help me to remember how I wanted to respond. Just to feel my feelings without reacting to them. There is a quote. I thought I had it pulled up, but I don't. There it is. From Viktor Frankl, who was a Holocaust survivor. And he talks about, this is what he says in his book, Man's Search for Meaning. There is a, between the stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space lies our freedom and power to choose our responses. In our responses lies our growth and our freedom. So between stimulus, between children not doing something you ask them to do and how you respond to that, there is a space. Now, in the beginning, it might not feel like there's a space because you might go from 0 to 10 real quick. But as you learn to take a breath, you're going to get a bigger and bigger space. Maybe it'll start with a 1 second space. Eventually it can get up to a few minutes space, right? Where I'm like, okay, I'm going to now choose how I want to respond to this. Because in that space is our freedom and our power to choose our response, right? Can you see how heroic that is when you deliberately decide how you want to show up? All right, I want to show up amazing. I'm going to show up understanding. And when I show up understanding, like, oh, it looks like you guys had a lot of fun. Amazing. I actually still need us to get our chores done. So let's go ahead and do it. But what a great afternoon you friends had, right? Like, how much more fun is that instead of having this huge meltdown with yourself and then your kids are crying and then you're yelling at them to do everything, right? And then they're avoiding you and then you feel guilty. It's like, no, we can just get rid of all of that. We can just feel our feelings, right? So remember, between that stimulus and response is the space. And in that space, I want to challenge you to stop and take a breath and feel your feelings. And as you do this repeatedly, that space gets bigger. And guess what happens eventually? You can actually get to a place, well, there are a few things where you can just feel irritated and like, okay, I can feel irritated and I can still show up how I want. But guess what? You can also get to a place eventually where you don't even feel irritated anymore, that you can come home and just like, yeah, I have children. I have small humans and they're not necessarily excited about doing chores and or making a meal or whatever it is. I thought I could just give them a task list and that they would go and attack it with vigor and vim, right? You can get to this place of, right, they're children. They need a lot of help and a lot of guiding and a mentoring. And I'm totally willing to do that. So it's really amazing the progression you can start seeing within yourself as you continue to work on this. And as you continue to do this, now think about this with your school. If you see your kids, they didn't do their schoolwork, right? And instead of yelling at them, which then causes them to not want to do their school more, especially if you're yelling like, why can't you just sit and do your reading? This isn't that hard. We did this yesterday. Why don't you understand your math? I went over this with you for an hour yesterday, right? It's totally going to shut a kid down, which is going to make your school real painful, right? So as you can feel the feeling, right? Like, okay, your kid's saying like, I don't get fractions. They're so hard. I don't understand them. And you come in that with compassion, like, oh man, right? Like, I used to think fractions were so confusing too. Let's take a break. Let's just read this adorable book that happens to be about fractions, or watch a funny video that happens to be about fractions, or we're going to get a pizza tonight. Oh my goodness. Did you see that pizza's divided into eights? What's that? Oh, that's a fraction. Do you want how much of the pizza? Do you want 1/16? Oh, that's actually a tinier than a 1/4, right? Like, you start getting creative because you're coming into the space of compassion or understanding. And then guess what? School gets to be so much more fun because you are creative. You are having fun. You are patient with their meltdowns, or they don't understand something, and your school gets to thrive. So that is tip number 3. Today. It is, let me look at it again, feel the feelings without reacting to them. And it gets to be a lot of fun when you get there. All right. If you want some extra help with this, friends, you have to come and check out No Yelling, the No Yelling Bootcamp. It is on my website, coachmegthomas.com, where you'll dive into this and get lots of support to really help you not even desire to yell anymore. So can't wait to see you there. Have an amazing day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.